Suck on that, losers.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
Nice. I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Will do.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
Buzz, we sure did go behind the curtain there for a moment.
Sure did. I think it was necessary.
Yep. Before we get to all the news, I think the only tape you really need to hear is Whoopi crying because she wasn't in the Oscar montage.
Yes. Whoopi, go back. I like Whoopi, and this bums me out because this is a jive moment on The View.
Pathetic. Is this about Ghost?
Yeah, I think this is the whole montage where she was hosting the Oscars, and they didn't give her her due, and then she got emotional. She got emotional with the other ladies on The View, right?
They included her as a winner, but not as a host.
A host, and it was just like...
Yeah. Is it worth hearing? I've not heard it.
No.
I haven't heard it.
No,
okay,
really,
well,
then.
No,
fine.
It's not.
Well, that settles that.
But
yeah.
She did cry.
Yeah,
so
but you know,
that.
But it's not a cry like, it's really, she cries when she says, thank you guys, right? And she goes around and kisses, you know how we start the show?
That kind of, yeah,
like we start
going around and kissing everybody.
Uh-huh, that thing.
But the thing is, we do it open-mouthed, and she didn't do it that way.
But did she do it European style?
You know, mentioning The View, though, I watched The View today, and you know, really, a throwback to the old
homo
days. And speaking of that.
He's a fag.
The greatest guest on any talk show is Nathan Lane.
Oh, he's
Lane.
He is fast. He's good. He's funny.
When he asked Barbara Walters to make out today, oh my God! Nobody does that anymore.
He's still doing that Broadway show about the president.
Yeah, he's doing that Broadway show.
You ever seen him on Letterman where he sits down and he goes, "Well, Dave, the wife and the kids are doing
great. Marge and the kids.
Marge and the kids. That's right.
Fantastic.
he's half a fag, you see.
Yes.
Do you remember when he would actually come on Letterman with fully produced original musical numbers?
Yes.
He did one that was a tribute to Denny Terrio that I still hold close to my heart.
Nathan Lane. Oh, yeah.
Denny Terrio makes me think of Merv Griffin.
Yep, Merv.
It makes me think, what did I read over the weekend on the internet about Merv Griffin's lovers?
Oh, no.
What did you read?
Would someone do a search on that, please?
Merv Griffin's lovers.
Yeah.
There he goes.
All the guys.
He's off.
He's on it. He's all over it.
All the guys Merv was into. Well, hi there, Buzz. How are you anyway?
Hi, Donna, Mike, and I'm well. But the electricity went out today in Florida in 31 counties, all the way from Tampa down to Key West. It affected over 4 million people, and worst of all, it jammed traffic throughout the state. Signal lights went out, and people were advised to stay off the roads with a lot of that horn honking on a day that was mostly sunny and 84 degrees.
How many people lost power?
Over 4 million people. I don't remember a blackout this big for quite some time.
Mike, I hope your cold cuts are okay.
I actually, I don't. Carla cleans out the refrigerator before we leave.
Tell them the truth. Tell them you're worried about your...
Popsicles? My Weight Watchers fudgicles.
That's right.
Well, Carla, they're fudgicles, not fudgesicles. Do you say fudgicle or fudgesicle?
I say fudgesicle.
Okay, I say... Do you say fudgicle or fudgesicle?
I say fudgicle, but I also say creamsicle. Creamsicle.
Orange creamsicle, but I say fudgicle, not fudgesicle.
That goes back to your childhood, probably.
That's exactly what it does.
Makes perfect sense.
Well, they're melted now. Thank you, Florida Power and Light.
Or not. The power's back on. At one point, though, we learned that as many as 8 power plants were offline. That number now stands at 2. The Department of Homeland Security was monitoring the situation. Miami's mayor says there is no sign of foul play. He says it was a technical glitch. There is still no word on the cause of this. Florida Power and Light says there were irregularities at the 2 plants that shut down, the nuclear power plants, and also irregularities at 2 other plants that didn't shut down.
I'll tell you what my big news story was.
I think he misremembers.
I only saw it a crawl at the bottom of ESPN. What? Was that it's now coming out in the story about Roger Clemens at the party that he wasn't at, that his wife pulled up her bikini to show her boob job to compare to Mrs. Jose Canseco's boob job.
Oh!
Yeah,
that's more evidence that's just stacking up.
And the other little thing is...
You just made a joke stacking up.
The other little thing is, I guess, some staff members on the House side have asked the Justice Department to pursue some some more charges.
Not that I think they should, but it was an interesting crawl, you know, on the bottom of the screen. Roger Clemens' wife took off her bikini top to get in a competition with Jose Canseco's wife to see who had the best implants.
I'd like to see both of their boobs.
Of course.
I really would.
Yeah, me too.
To back up what Mike just said, reports are spreading that the feds have and are still getting the evidence they need to charge Roger Clemens with lying to Congress. The New York Times has found three lawyers who say Congress is preparing to ask the Justice Department to launch a criminal investigation. Perjury before Congress is a serious crime.
I think he misremembers.
Many still believe Clemens was lying when he swore to the lawmakers he didn't do steroids.
See, that's the thing. Everybody says it's not that big a deal. You know, you get up there and, you know, it's not a trial. They make that big. But as soon as you're if you lie to them, it's just lying in a court of law.
And I got a question for you as a baseball fan. I saw this on ESPN today, too. He's going down to spring training to throw batting practice for the Astros. Now, if you're the Houston Astros, wouldn't you say, hey, Roger, we love you, but stay as far away as you can?
Yeah, but it's the Houston Astros. You'll notice he's not going to the Yankees.
They're glad to have him.
You notice he's not going back to the Yankees to throw. The Yankees, who paid him all his money last year, he's going back to the Houston. Because the Houston Astros, they have an office in his colon. That's the, I mean, as far as the Clemens, you know, the whole Clemens family.
And as far as throwing batting practice, pretty much don't you get like the old Pops type baseball coach who just lobs them up there?
You do it for pitchers that are actually, you know, like they have starting pitchers that do it. And it's actually, it happens at the very beginning of spring training when these guys are finally starting to loosen up. You use it as actually a vehicle.
So then does that
mean, I'm going to not say actually again.
You know, here you go. Here's something about sports I don't know.
All right.
So does that mean that they've signed him, like, to play on their team this year?
I don't think he can go into camp without some kind of deal, unless he's just an invited spring training guest. Huh. They do that with Sandy Koufax with the Dodgers.
Oh, they do that with Billy Crystal. They give him a uniform. Yeah.
Come on in.
The Regis Philbin.
They probably don't have to pay the guy to come in there. All I know is, did you see who the Red Sox got?
Who?
Bartolo Colon, one of the fattest pitchers in baseball. Yes, sirree. He's big, he's fat, he's been injured, and he's going to make his comeback with the Red Sox.
What happened to the guy that had the cereal name? He wanted to leave, right?
You mean Schilling?
No, the guy, he has a name like cereal, like Frankenstein, Frankenberry. What's the guy?
Frankenberry?
What's the name? What's his name?
Ring a bell?
Back
Santana?
Then? Robbie? Robbie?
It sounds like a breakfast cereal.
You got it?
Cocoa Crisp.
Cocoa Crisp.
He's still there. He wants to be traded if he's not going to be the starter.
No word
for who? For Frankenberry?
Frankenberry Count Chocula.
No word on what, Robbie?
No word on Merv. There's nothing recent.
Actually,
the reporter article keeps coming up.
Did you go to Perez Hilton?
I did not.
Go there. I might have seen it there.
Cocoa Crisp is actually one of Merv's lovers.
Your other breaking news story today, the St. Louis Rams may push the NFL to overturn the outcome of Super Bowl 36. Sports Illustrated says the Rams want to know if a tape exists.
Good luck storming the castle, Rams.
Jesus. They want to know if a tape exists to show that the Patriots recorded the Rams' walkthrough prior to
the game. I don't even care. I mean, if he really cheated, this is so wrong.
And that would really be worth it, right? St. Louis would feel good about themselves if they got to take the trophy.
Do you know seriously what a can of worms you open up? You get involved in this. You get involved in advertising dollars. You get involved in all the money that was made by the NFL. Oof. This is a nightmare for the NFL.
Dude, and plus then, if you're one of the teams that lost the Patriots, let's say in a playoff game along the way, you say, hey, we might have been able to make it to the playoffs.
Right.
And then you sue, because that's what we do in America.
Right.
You sue.
Would you not agree, even if there was cheating involved, as far as sporting events that have taken place, you can't go back.
No, it's like
you can't look back. It's like a bad call on the field.
It's
once
happened.
They snap the ball, it's over.
It's happened. It's done.
Really?
Just get rid of Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, punish the guy.
Yeah.
If he's the cheater.
Speaking of litigious, a federal judge has okayed the $100 million lawsuit against NBC from the family of a former Texas prosecutor who was a pedophile suspect on Dateline. The suspect,
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
The suspect committed suicide, and his family sued the network for violating the man's civil rights and for the intentional infliction of emotional distress. The judge says he's giving the jury the chance to, and I quote, find that NBC crossed the line from responsible journalism to irresponsible and reckless intrusion into law enforcement.
Well, it happened about 15 years ago. Please. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just this show.
Right.
For goodness sakes.
That's scary, too, for all broadcasters, I think.
On all levels. And one more note about the Oscars before we leave the subject for the year. The story we have heard all these years is that David Letterman hasn't been asked back to host the Oscars.
Vagina!
Because of that. Because movie stars didn't feel he paid them enough respect.
Suck on that, losers.
When he hosted in 1995, he made that infamous introduction of Uma Thurman to Oprah Winfrey. Oprah, Uma, Uma, Oprah.
You know who loved that joke? Charlie Stuangstabble.
I enjoyed it as well,
Oprah,
Charlie.
Uma, Uma, Oprah.
I'm with you, Charlie.
It was funny.
It was.
Yeah, sorry about Florida.
You had something to do
you
with that?
You bet I did.
Congratulations. Citing a source from the Academy, online showbiz columnist Nikki Fink reports that Letterman has been asked back to host the Oscars every year since 1995 and that he has declined each time.
He's a sly bastard, isn't he?
He loves to. He uses it for material in his monologues.
Mm-hmm. We also now know, by the way, that the Oprah Uma routine was first used, using different names, by Mel Brooks' wife and respected movie actress Anne Bancroft.
Really?
In a TV special she did 25 years ago.
How could she have Oprah and Uma? I know.
She used a different but similar name. She did the gag before.
I like to call her Anne Bancroft. Mm-hmm. She is one hot box.
Hey, Mrs. Robinson.
I'd bring her back just for one more time.
You sure. Couldn't find anything about Merv?
No.
About Merv's gay?
We are scouring Perez Hilton. Which,
man,
believe me,
it was a whole big thing, and it mentioned the name Denny Terrio and a couple of other young boys.
Merv.
I mean, young men.
Call the Jibba Jabba.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Right. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You know it's an exciting political season when a guy stabs a relative in an argument over the Democratic nominees.
Wow.
In Collegeville, Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia, the debate got so intense that Obama supporter Sean Gerrold began to choke his brother-in-law, Hillary supporter Jose Ortiz. That's when Jose reached for the kitchen knife and stabbed Sean in the stomach. Sean, who usually votes Republican, is now in stable condition, and Jose is facing felony charges, which is too bad because in Pennsylvania, convicted felons are not allowed to vote. Obama can probably afford to lose that one vote. New polls show him with a 16-point lead over Hillary nationwide and that he's gaining on her in the states that are yet to have primaries.
I mean, you know what she got left tonight? What has she got left? Seriously.
I don't know.
Unless she just comes out and does like a Michael Richards.
I think unless he...
She's lost.
If she comes out and she's aggressive and he reacts to it, but he's not going to do that. I don't think he's going to do that. And you know, you just said something in your newscast. Yeah, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an Obamacan. You said Obamacare, but it was in a different reference.
What if Hillary came out tonight with pasties that had tassels and made them spin in opposite directions?
We don't want to go there.
Could she do anything? Is there anything you can think of that she could do?
Besides her mouth?
Satisfy three men.
Not her type.
If we're talking about if she thinks the only people left that would vote for her are the people that won't vote for Obama because his middle name is Hussein,
right? Yeah.
Then she's got to go Michael Richards.
Yeah.
She's got to come out there tonight and go, I don't know, N-bomb! N-bomb! Uh-huh. N-bomb!
Right.
That's it! N-bomb!
Am I the only one who really liked the pictures of Obama in the outfits?
I want to talk about
that. Well, they're kind of clown-like.
Right? I like them. I think they're fun.
Hillary, first of all, in answer to what she can do, she says she and her people had nothing to do with the email circulation of that picture of Obama wearing the Muslim-looking turban while visiting Africa.
Hey, it was a nice fit on him, though.
It really did emphasize how thin he is.
It did.
Korsaki, everyone looks good in a hat.
He didn't look good in that hat.
In a turban, a robe, whatever it was.
Hillary says it doesn't make sense that she'd be behind this because
vagina!
Because she, too, has worn local garb while visiting other lands. But the picture has been circulated by somebody with the intention of equating Obama to the Muslim world that most of us know so little about.
Yeah, but if
you
were going to do it with Hillary, you'd have to circulate a picture of her in, like, one of those harnesses that Cheryl used to wear.
She spent a lot of time in the country of pantsuits.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great? She starts dropping the N-bomb, he comes back with the C-bomb.
Yeah.
Well, I might be an N all day.
But I'm not
but
a
C. You're a C all year.
Unprecedented.
And then they kiss.
Obama says we're now starting to see the kinds of political tricks that are played in a campaign that's dying.
Then they kiss like Kirk and Uhura on Star Trek.
Oh,
that'd be great. That would
some
be great.
Hot Star Trek box.
Baby.
So the stage is set for another debate tonight in Cleveland. Hillary is now using what's being called the kitchen sink approach to the campaign, using every tool she can to win back support. Among other things, she has compared Obama to Bush.
Hey, Joe.
Saying they both lack experience in foreign affairs.
Are you going to Ohio tonight?
Yes, I am, Don.
That's right, because she's going to use every tool she can.
President Bush, meanwhile.
I'm here for the Clinton campaign.
Joe.
President Bush says he believes...
Where's the toolbox?
How do you feel about James Garner dying?
Chief tool in charge.
W says he believes that a Republican will win the White House in November because he says Americans want to win in Iraq. Quoting
no,
Bush,
he's not retarded.
Quoting Bush, he? Quoting Bush,
he's mentally retarded.
At a Republican fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak,
yes,
I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
That's right, George.
As you might remember, I drank too much.
And another quote, I believe the American people understand that success in Iraq is necessary for the long-term security of the American people.
I doubt I'd be... standing here if I hadn't quit drinking whiskey.
Whiskey, all you want.
And that, of course, brings us to John McCain, who told a crowd in January that American troops could remain in Iraq for, quote, maybe 100 years. Later, he told a reporter that 1,000, maybe even 1,000,000 years would be fine with him.
That got him. That took the fight out of him.
Walter Brennan. Yesterday, McCain said the Democrats have misrepresented what
Look
he said.
Look at him quit.
And he said it may cost him the election.
Yeah. I like John McCain as Walter Brennan.
T-Rex arms.
I brought you some dynamite.
I brought you some dynamite.
McCain went on to say that the war in Iraq will be over in the near future. That's the claim he's making now.
Oh, you love the game, don't you?
That's good.
It is.
Bring you some dynamite.
Yeah, some dynamite. I'm a senator from Arizona.
Hey, there's a new campaign.
That's just one step away from English.
Yeah, sure, English.
Walter Brennan's very close to Griezmann.
Yeah, sure. F you, sir. Hey, build a fence, build it a mile high.
It's the all-new Walter Brennan show.
New campaign by the United Nations to make everybody in the world more open to the idea of eating insects.
Yeah, like that thing, nice and brown, upside down.
Ain't nobody's business what I do.
This month, the UN invited 36 scientists from 15 countries to a conference in Thailand to promote bugs as a source of food. They argued that this high-protein, high-fiber diet could save lives in a drought or any other kind of emergency.
You know, speaking of looking back, one of the greatest things you ever did. Oh. You have no problem with that. Live
that
wings
cool.
Moving the whole time. Never seen anything like that.
Eight cicadas.
We won't be doing that.
Put that on my resume.
Yeah. A machine for massaging breasts. When we...
The Don and Mike Show.
I grabbed it from dynamite.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There, you got him.
That got him. That took the fight out of him.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, in China, Dr. Wang Wei, who owns a robotics company.
Don't You're boo. Making that up.
No,
Don't
I'm not.
Boo, Robbie said the guy's name is Wang Wei.
Doctor. Dr. Wang Wei.
Wang Wei.
The latter name being W-E-I. Wang Wei.
Wang
owns a robotics company. Says he's invented a machine that can do for a woman what a masseuse or masseur cannot.
Oh, that backwards, that would be like a great game for the videos. If they had a Wee Wang.
Wee Wang.
You know, imagine how you play with your Wang with your Wee.
Fantastic. Bring that into the nursing homes.
That got him. That took the fight out of him.
He's made a machine that massages women's breasts.
Look at him quick.
Women of all shapes and sizes. Wow. Women in their periods and nursing mothers who want to ease the pain of swelling or produce more milk. Young women who want to stimulate breast growth.
Who's turned on?
Wang says he hopes to have the machine for sale on the internet soon. He's still looking
Wang,
for investors.
You said it. Now that you're talking about mother's milk.
Right.
Hey, if we can get one, we ought to bring one down here.
But it's a sad day for the world.
I have nipples, Buzz. Can you milk me?
It's a sad day indeed when a man feels he has to invent a machine for massaging breasts. I'm a sad Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
Buzz's last stand.
That's right.
I got him. We will see you tomorrow.
I grabbed this from dynamite.
A little change in my pocket. What is the new episode? Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
I brought this from dynamite.
I ask you this, Mike.
What's dynamite?
How can I improve myself?
That's right. Massage your breath. Yeah. Dynamite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.